It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. A study this month from the Trust for America's Health shows Pennsylvania ranked 14th in the nation in its rate of drug overdose deaths, with 15.3 per 100,000 residents. Meanwhile, a 2011 survey found that twice as many Americans regularly abused prescribed medicines as those who used cocaine, hallucinogens, heroin, and inhalants combined. And more than 7 in 10 who abused prescription drugs said they got them through friends and family members. This Saturday, federal agents arrive in Pittsburgh to collect unwanted prescription drugs as part of the Drug Enforcement Agency's annual National Prescription Takeback Day. I'm joined now in Studio A by Michael Stepanek, an environmental program coordinator for the Pennsylvania Resources Council. Michael Stepanek, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Paul. It's good to be back on the show. I appreciate it.
And if you have a comment or question for our guest, call us at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm. And you can reach us on Twitter at esspgh and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Why is there a need for a designated drug take-back day?
Well, Paul, you know, in the past, the best practice that people were told to do, this was going on years and years ago, just flush everything down the commode. And when people do that, things end up in, they actually go to the wastewater treatment plant. And so there's an environmental angle for a collection day. But not only that, there is the social legal angle with drugs being abused. And so for a variety of reasons, having the organized drug take-back days is a safe, responsible, and convenient way for people to dispose of medications.
Is there research or information that indicates that people, if they haven't used up their prescription, might just want to keep things on the shelf for the next time, say, a painful ailment flares up or that kind of thing?
Well, I believe, yeah. We actually have a dedicated hotline, and I get calls from people every day, and especially when it's getting close to the drug take-back days. And the scenarios are that they were prescribed a medication and weren't able to tolerate it, or they just decided to stop taking it, or a spouse or a parent passed away, and they've gone and collected all these medications, and they really don't know what to do with them.
How much stuff is out there?
Well, that is a good question. I think that there is an alarming amount of medications in people's homes. Just for example, since the DEA drug take-back days started in 2010, more than 2.8 million pounds of materials have been collected at six national events. This Saturday is the seventh. Not only that, in Pennsylvania alone, for example, this past April, there were 38,000 pounds of materials collected in Pennsylvania alone. And in the Pittsburgh region, over 14,000 pounds of materials collected. Now, estimates point to that as far as medical pharmaceutical waste per year around the country, 200 million pounds of waste alone. So to put a number on it, it's alarming.
It's a lot of stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
But I guess I'm wondering why people don't know what to do with it. I mean, if you don't want it, you would just simply throw it away, flush it down the toilet, throw it in the garbage or whatever. I mean, if you didn't want it around, wouldn't you, I mean, like most other things, just discard it?
Well, typically, yeah, I think that's what people do. You know, in the past, people would just hold on to it. Or, like you said, you know, to hold on to it for the next ache or pain. Or they would just flush it. I think a lot of people, an awful lot of people, still do that. And it's not only people, but it's institutions. And so like the next level up, the next best practice that's being advised in lieu of these collection events is to actually dispose of it along with the regular trash. But the idea is to it's not tricky, but the idea is to make it non-usable and non-palatable because of potential drug abuse. And so the idea is to make wet materials dry and dry materials wet. Mix pills with salad oil, something like that, or liquids with baking flour, and then dispose them in the regular trash. But that presents a whole set of problems, unto itself. So really, I think that these drug take-back days are a terrific program. I think ultimately what's going to happen, and I can see things just sparking up around the country, that eventually pharmacies are going to take them back. And it'll be almost like a reverse distributorship, where pharmacies, you know, they work with the manufacturers, they dispense the materials, and it will be people will be able to take it back to the pharmacies. As a matter
who
of
know best how to dispose of them.
Pardon me?
Who know best how to dispose
sure,
of them.
Sure, exactly. And as a matter of fact, back in 2010, President Obama signed into legislation the Responsible Drug Disposal Act, which makes it easier for the DEA to set up programs to take back controlled substances.
Tell us about the pharmaceutical collection program, how it works, mm-hmm. and what's going to be happening in this area on Saturday.
Well, there are going to be hundreds of locations all over Western Pennsylvania, and the program is paid for, sponsored by the Drug Enforcement Administration, the federal law agency, and there are municipal law enforcement organizational partners, PRC, the Pennsylvania Resources Council, being one of them. And the event happens this coming Saturday, October 26th, from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m., free of charge, no questions asked. We, along with the DEA, want to get these materials out of the waste stream and out of the hands of folks who may potentially abuse them.
And why is this done in conjunction with the DEA?
Well, because it's a law enforcement-driven initiative, the reason being that at these collections, not only are over-the-counter medications and pharmaceuticals collected, but prescription medications. And the prescription medications include both non-controlled and controlled substances. So there's going to be a law enforcement present at every location. And as people bring them in, there's no questions asked. They're going to hand the materials off to a police officer. The police officer, in turn, is going to drop them into a line box. Everything will be accounted for. And at the end of the day, the DEA, a DEA agent or a representative will come to each of the locations, pick up the materials, transfer of custody, and the DEA will take them away and dispose of them responsibly.
It's the Central Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. My guest is Michael Stepanek, an environmental program coordinator for the Pennsylvania Resources Council. He's involved in the DEA's annual National Prescription Take-Back Day. If you have a comment or question for our guest, 412-246-2002, the number to call. Let's go to Chris in Rochester listening in. Chris, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to the program.
My question is good. My question is, why aren't the institutions and businesses that profit from the distribution of these drugs at least in part responsible for their collection and safe disposal?
Well, from what I understand, you know, I think that's going to be happening. As a matter of fact, I read an article the other day that King County, Washington, the Seattle area, they have signed into legislation requiring manufacturers to be involved in the paying for the disposal of medication. So I think it's coming down the pike where there'll be cooperation, collaboration between government agencies and manufacturers. It's not happening right now, but I think in the future that will be indeed the case.
What do you know about how pharmaceuticals are discarded by pharmacies?
That I really can't answer, but I would think that they work with the manufacturer. They perhaps send them back to the manufacturers, and the manufacturers dispose of them. But once again, that's not my area of expertise that I can really address.
Are there any items that you don't take?
Yeah, we don't really want to be taking any sharps, needles, syringes, things like that. But pretty much everything else is accepted.
And how are the pharmaceuticals disposed of?
Well, everything that is collected in Pennsylvania actually ends up in a hazardous waste incinerator. They're burned. And the way the hazardous waste incinerator works, that it's a very clean hot burn. And how that occurs is that, one, it's a rotary kiln, meaning that the kiln actually moves while the materials are being burned, and there's pure oxygen injected into the kiln to make it a very hot, clean burn. And so everything ends up there. It's clean. It's witnessed. And that's pretty much the end of it.
What are the most common drugs that you get at the collections?
Wow, that is an interesting question. You know, we have forged an ongoing partnership with the Pitt Pharmacy School over the years. And there are pharmacy students at each of the PRC's locations. And, you know, we don't really take a look at specifically who brought things in. It's really an anonymous program. But there are things that come in from over-the-counter medications to extremely expensive medications that come in as well. I remember last year in Mount Lebanon at our location, a woman dropped off about $10,000 worth of medications that were prescribed to her husband after he got out of the hospital and he had passed away, and they were being disposed of. And so it's a tough question to answer. It's all mm-hmm. across the board.
In addition to just simply allowing people to, you know, the opportunity to just to get rid of this stuff, especially if they do not want it, are there other enticements for people to encourage them to come in? I mean, when somebody brings in $10,000 worth of stuff, should there be some sort of compensation or reward?
Well, we're very courteous. we thank them. We thank them very much for participating. An enticement. I don't really think it's necessary. I think generally people want to do the right thing, but up until now, they really haven't been given an opportunity or the information needed to participate in a program like this. But I'll tell you what, though, I've been involved with this program since day one, and I can just see it growing exponentially. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the collection this past April collected 50% more pills than the collection just prior to it. And so there's a need, and people are realizing that it's an important thing to be a part of.
Right. And I guess what I'm asking is and certainly it's reasonable to say or to assume that mm-hmm. most people want to do the right thing. But if someone has $10,000 worth of drugs in their home that they do not have a use for, and at the same time, maybe have some bills to pay. Is there a concern that someone might be tempted to turn around and sell those if they can get away with it?
Well,
that maybe more you want to do more to encourage that person who's maybe straddling the line between doing the right thing or the wrong thing to come in and dispose of the drugs properly.
Well, I think it really, controlled substances are accepted, and obviously they have a street value. And that's part of the reason the DEA wants to get these materials collected. The particular drug I was referring to, though, was a very specialized type of drug that really, mm-hmm. I'm not a pharmacist, but from what I understand, it was a very specialized drug. Street value, I would have no idea what that would be or even if there would be one.
How many boxes do you usually fill up with pills at these collections?
It varies from location to location. Like I said earlier, Paul, that in the Pittsburgh region alone in April, there were over 14,000 pounds of materials collected. And you start thinking, well, how much does a pill weigh? And then you start extrapolating those figures to boxes. And it can get pretty hefty. And, you know, we have photographs of people bringing in large Ziploc bags full of pills. And, I mean, it's just they would plop down on your table here at the radio station and make a thud. They're that heavy. And but somebody might just bring in one prescription. Other people might bring in 4 or 5 pounds worth. It really varies from person to person.
But you would say that this drug take-back program has been a success.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Not only is it growing, people are realizing a value, but I also think that there's an increased awareness, you know, of the environmental impact that the improper disposal of medications has, as well as the social and legal ramifications of keeping or holding on to medications in the home. So indeed, it's a whopping success.
Michael Stepanek is an environmental program coordinator for the Pennsylvania Resources Council. He's involved in the DEA's annual National Prescription Take-Back Day. It's coming up this Saturday, October 26th. Michael Stepanek, thanks so much for being with us here on Essential Pittsburgh.
Paul, it's a pleasure. Thanks.
Coming up, we'll meet the hosts of the Found Footage Festival, a showcase of odd and hilarious videos. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.